Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist, ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Bruce.
You were part of a research project conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, which focused on determining the optimum space allowance for nursery pigs. First of all, what motivated the launch of this project and what were the goals behind it?
Basically, the project was really motivated by the lack of scientific information on space allowances and how they affect nursery pigs, their growth and welfare. So we had lots of data on finisher pigs. So when the code of practice came out, there were some questions that were raised, and this gap in our information was highlighted when the new code came out. So that really motivated us to look more closely at the effects of space on nursery pigs.
Why is space allowance such an important factor?
Space obviously has a major impact on pig growth. We know that if we crowd pigs too much, that's certainly going to impact their growth rate. So that has a clear impact on production, but it also impacts pigs' welfare and clearly the economics of pig production. So if you crowd pigs, certainly there might be some economic benefits associated with, a higher throughput of pigs through that barn. But if you take that to an extreme, you're going to reduce growth. So it's actually, it's a fine balance between trying to get, as many pigs produced in your barn as possible, but while maintaining their growth. So defining that optimum balance is what we were looking for.
Who actually was involved in the project, representing what interests, and in what roles?
We had a number of researchers on the project. One of them was Sandra Edwards. She's a well-known researcher based out of England, and so she had done a lot of the previous work on grower finisher space allowances and very knowledgeable in this area. So she participated as an advisor on the project. We had Yolande Seddon on the project, who's a researcher at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, and she helped in developing all our protocols, as did Denise Beaulieu at University of Saskatchewan, who's a nutritionist and has also looked at some effects of space allowance in finisher pigs. And then another participant was Dan Boussier, and he's a vet and swine consultant based in Quebec, and he helped us to contact some commercial producers that we worked with on this study.
Where was the work actually conducted? What information was collected and how, and over what time frames?
Well, basically, we did the work in two main phases. One was studies at Prairie Swine Center, and then in phase two, we looked at two commercial barns, and we looked at six different space allowances in both those situations over a period of roughly 3 years, and we were following each group of pigs in the six different space allowances and looking at their average daily gains, some stress physiology measures, and then we did some videotaping and time-lapse photography to look at effects on behavior. Because certainly behavior is an important aspect. It's been shown that it's basically more sensitive than average daily gain. Pigs change and adapt how they, how they lie and stand and sit and move around the pen before they start changing, their actual access to feed and average daily gain. So behavior was important because it would be an early indicator of any changes.
What were the key findings through this work?
We had thought when we developed the proposal that there was some suggestion that wiener pigs would have lower space requirements relative to their body size compared to grower finishing pigs, and part of the reason for that would be that when young pigs are grouped together, they tend to overlie. You know, they don't have to have their own little piece of floor space to lie on. They actually like to lie on top of one another, and because of that, we felt that when they were lying, they would be all on top of each other, and that would amount to a reduced space requirement overall for these young pigs due to their differences in behavior. That is not actually the main result we found. We found that in our Stariesia Prairie Swine Center, we didn't actually have a clear impact of the different spaces on average daily gain. I think this was due to some limitations in the study, high variation between the groups and low number of pens that we actually were able to study. But in the commercial farms, we were actually able to study a higher number of pigs and a higher number of pen groups. So in the commercial studies, we actually did see a clear impact of space allowance on the growth of those pigs. Pigs that had less space had lower growth rates, as we expected, and this was particularly evident in the later weeks, weeks 3 to 5 in the nursery stage. And this data actually showed a very good agreement with that K value, or the relative space allowance, that was put in the code of practice and that has been used for finisher pigs. 0.0335 is actually the breaking point where you start to see loss in growth in pigs. In the behavior results, certainly we saw that there were very similar effects actually between Prairie Swine Center and the commercial farms. And when we started crowding pigs, you would start to see a higher prevalence of sitting behavior and a decrease in what we call lateral lying behavior. And these are different behaviors that are related to space use. Certainly sitting requires the least amount of space by a pig, and in other studies it's been associated with poor welfare, because in a better setting, pigs just they'll either stand and walk around, or they'll fully lie down, and you don't see much sitting when they're given ample space. And then that lateral lying behavior, certainly it requires the greatest amount of space because the pig is lying on its side and stretched out, and that behavior is actually associated with greater comfort. So less lateral lying indicates that they're also a little bit crowded. And with that overlying behavior, which we were quite interested in, with piglets lying on top of each other, we certainly saw that there were effects of age. Certainly once they arrived in the nursery, they started, they were overlying initially, but then that overlying decreased over time, and then that lateral lying, taking up their own space in the pen, was increasing over time.
What is the significance of those results, and what are the factors there?
So basically, those results do support what was said in the code of practice, that the recommended space allowance. We interpret it as a K value from a research perspective, because it can be a K value can be applied to a pig of any size. It's relative to the body size of the pig or the body weight. So that K value of 0.0335 that's in the code was basically supported by this work. And then we found that yes, that the space allowance for wiener pigs was not lower than grower pigs. That tendency to overlie certainly drops off quickly over time. So when they are nearing nursery exit, that's when those pigs are the biggest, and that's when the crowding is the greatest, and that is also when they don't want to overlie anymore. So using that as a justification to give pigs less space in nursery was not supported by the results. So these results will now be taken into consideration, I guess, in future code development processes, and we would still like to see some more work now that enrichment is another requirement for pigs. We didn't have enrichment at the time that we did the study, so we would like to see the impact of what is having enrichment in a pen. How does that now influence their use of the space and the effects of space on pigs' growth and behavior? And then we'd also be interested to follow these pigs longer term because, as they aged in the nursery, certainly we see a higher prevalence of body lesions, ear and tail lesions. So there's a possibility that crowding might have some longer term consequences on growth and behavior of finisher pigs. So that work could be done as well.
How will the information gathered through this work be applied, and by whom? And what are the anticipated benefits?
As I said, the National Farm Animal Care Council and Canadian Pork Council will be interested in this information in the context of possibly future code development. I think we can take this information forward and know that wiener pigs have similar space requirements relative to body size to grower finisher pigs, and that can certainly benefit production in the long term.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think we're busy generating some scientific articles on these results now, and like I say, we're interested to see possible effects of enrichment and that long-term effect on pigs going forward.
How can anyone interested get more information?
I would say contacting me at Prairie Swine Center would be the best option there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.